I can't say that some of the things that I'm going to say tonight that will meet with the approval of a lot of you. In fact, it's my business as a conservationist to say things that people don't want to hear. I do a lot of things that people don't like to be seen done. Basically, as a conservationist, my business to get people to think about things, to take a different perspective, to look at the world in a different way. Back in 1972, I attended the United Nations Conference on the Environment, which was held in Stockholm, Sweden, and young people from around the world had gathered to listen to our world leaders tell us that we had a very serious problem facing the future, that the Earth was in trouble, our environment was in trouble, we were in danger of losing a multitude of species, and unless we were willing to take a passionate and aggressive stand to protect this planet, that we would lose it. This is what our world leaders had told us, and we listened to them, and we went out, and we took that passionate and aggressive stand, only to have those same world leaders criticize us for being too passionate or too aggressive. In other words, they wanted to talk about the problem. They didn't want to see anything done about it. Because I attended the United Nations Conference on the Environment held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 1992. And whereas the number one issue on the agenda in 72 had been the problem of out-of-control human population growth, that issue was not even on the agenda in 92 for fear of offending the Catholic host nation of Brazil. And so what happened is the most important environmental issue of our generation just sort of disappeared over a 20-year period. Meanwhile, the Earth's population had increased by 1.8 billion in that period of time. But in 1992, what I discovered was that I attended a global greenwashing where all of the nations got together to talk about the problem again and to do nothing about it. Not one recommendation that came from that meeting in 1992 has been implemented. Not one. And so they'll get together in another 10 years in some city somewhere to have a third large environmental conference to talk about the problem some more. But meanwhile, nothing is being done. But what I did get a glimpse into in Rio was the kind of culture that we live in. And it certainly gave me an understanding of how that culture defines the reality. And that is a media culture. We live in a media culture. That is, the media defines the reality. It tells you what to think. It tells you what to wear. It tells you, it basically defines your perspective, your philosophy as regards life on this planet. And that was brought home to me because I attended a panel discussion on the issue of biodiversity, which is hosted there. And I went to this panel discussion expecting to hear some of the top experts on biodiversity. After all, this was a UN conference. And I took my seat and waited for the panel to take their seats, and when they came in, it really dawned on to me what kind of culture we lived in. Because of this, the panel of experts at a United Nations conference on the environment, on the subject of biodiversity, was Jeremy Irons, Jerry Brown, Shirley MacLaine, and John Denver. Because we live in a culture where media has elevated celebrities to a status of aristocracy. And the only people who have credibility in our culture are people who make a living pretending to be something that they are not. And so we listen to actors and entertainers tell us what the state of the world is. And we as conservationist groups have been very quick to adapt to that, so that's why my organization and other organizations always pushes forth celebrity spokespeople, because we know that these are the people that the public will listen to. They're making a major motion picture about Sea Shepherd. It's a $60 million production. And the interesting thing about this is once that movie is released, everything we have done over the years will become acceptable. And not only that, once Heath Ledger, who is supposed to be playing me, is me, I will be more real than I have ever been. He will be more me than I have ever been me. Because that is the nature of the media culture that we live in. So, but it's a great vehicle for getting your message across. See, you have to understand that the media, which defines our reality, only understands four things. There are four elements to media. And those can be defined as sex, scandal, violence, and celebrity. Every story has to contain one of those elements. And if it has all four elements, it's one of those stories you just never seem to be able to get rid of, as we've seen so many times. So it's the media that defines the message. as Marshall McLuhan, the media philosopher, once said in the 60s, he said, it is the media which is more important than the message it conveys, and the media defines the reality upon which we live. The media defines our